Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Brother Emmett.
Yeah.
I just got an email from Brown. He said he's trying to get on, but he can't get on.
Tell him I know. Tell him that's why I'm in the room. Tell him to go to Google Chrome.
Yeah. Okay. He said
text him and say go to Google Chrome.
Google Chrome. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Tell him I got knocked out too. That's why I'm in here now. Tell him I'm waiting on him. If he can't get in, let me know.
Okay.
I'm talking about Jesus. In my closest, my closest.
Hey, Jesus.
I fell on my face just the other day. If some of my so-called friends found out, maybe they would have said,
Drop it. We don't need it.
But I ran to the friend of all friends. His arms were wide open. He picked me up and put me back together again. He's my closest friend.
And you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love so real, you don't pretend to. And you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me.
Love so real, I like how it feels.
How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? Out you, I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till that day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
Being free,
need that mountain in the sea. If it seems to hurt for you, just believe that he wants to do what seems impossible for you right now. Just say yes, yes it will. I believe he'll touch me, yeah. I believe
it.
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, yes.
Somebody say, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Believe only and do not doubt. If fear moves in, evict it out.
Now streaming here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to begin our series this evening on our warfare against demons and territorial spirits. But before we do that, Chaplain John Durden has some shout outs for some of our members. You have the mic, Brother John.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters in the Lord who is listening tonight. I want to give a shout out to a couple of brothers of mine. That is Brother Student, Brother Slappy Wilmore, Brother Cunningham, Brother Murphy, Brother Hudson, Brother Jackson, Brother E.B. Wilmore, who's hanging in there, 85 years of age. God bless you, sir. And Brother Wilmore, Brother Buckley, Brother Applewhite, Brother Peterson, Brother Wolf. God bless you. I know you enjoyed it. The session tonight. Be blessed. Over and out.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much, Brother John. All right, let's get ready to pray. Pastor Michael is coming, trying to get in the room. We have some technical assistance. Thank God for allowing me to get in here. Lord Jesus, we come in the holy name of the Father, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Lord, use me as your oracle and allow the power of God to penetrate to here in the name of Jesus. We come up against any demonic forces and any demonic demon that will try to cause hindrance to the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, we've been doing a lot of talking about the ministry of deliverance, and we are. But the Lord want to mix something, because healing is just as well part of casting out. Now, there are some scriptures that I like to give you for you to go home and study yourself. Okay? Body cured and healed by deliverance. A list of scriptures. There are many healing scriptures in the Holy Bible. The following is a good list. We want you to write this list down and read it to get your healing. What comes out your mouth is determined what's in you and what's in your spirit. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. You can have a blessed with your tongue, or you can curse, James 3:10. The choice is yours. So what should be rattling off your lips is some healing, is to confess these scriptures. This is how people get healed. People want to be getting zapped, and they want somebody to do the work for them. They don't want to believe in their own faith. They want to. I've never saw nothing like that. Ever since I've been a Christian, I've seen so many people struggle just to have a proper a fellowship with the Lord. And that's disturbing when people don't know the Bible for themselves. What about if you sick in the car, you're going to have to turn on some prophet to hear a word? People are looking for that too much. Yes, it's available. What about if it ain't there? Your prophet ain't on TV. You got to watch him, and he ain't there. Well, the prophet is not the one that's healing. It's the word, because the Bible says that the word heals in Matthew 8:16. So write these scriptures down. List of scriptures. There are many healing scriptures in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, that talks about healing, and the following is a good list. Number one, Exodus 15:26. Exodus 23:25-26. Numbers 12:13. Numbers 16:46-48. Numbers 21:7-9. Numbers 23:19. Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy 28:15-61. 2 Kings 5:14. 2 Kings 20:5. Again, scriptures, body cure and healed by deliverance from these scriptures. 2 Kings 5:14 and 2 Kings 20:5. Let's turn to 2 Kings 5:14. Then when he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. If you speak that, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. And you speak it, you will get healed. When I went to the doctor, and so I didn't tell nobody this, but I'm going to say it. I listened to God's Medicine by Derek Prince every day, over and over. And here I am doing internet radio, people calling me all day with their problems. And God knows they have problems, and a minister is supposed to be compassionate and let the Lord speak through him. That's why that minister has to stay up, stay prayed up. And as I use the medicine that God gave me by listening to Derek Prince and following his medicine, he took medication. He took the word of God as a prescription for healing, and it worked in my stomach. The man came to me and said, wow, you got a very rapid healing. It normally takes a year for this thing to heal. And you had surgery in September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 6 months. And I thank the Lord, the medication. Yeah, that's part of it. But for God's power through his spoken word to bring healing to my body, as I believe. Second Chronicles chapter 16, 12 through 13, scriptures on healing. Job chapter 2, 6 through 7. Job chapter 5, verse 26. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. Psalms chapter 30, verse 2. Psalms chapter 34, verse 19 through 20. Psalms chapter 37, verse 25, scriptures on healing. Psalms 42, verse 11. Psalms 91:10. Psalms 103, 1 through 3. Psalms 105, verse 37. Psalms 107, verse 20. Healing scriptures for healing. Proverbs chapter 3, 7 through 8. Proverbs chapter 4, 20 through 22. Proverbs chapter 12 through 18. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. We move into Isaiah, scriptures that gives teaching on healing. Let's start with Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. Jeremiah verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 and verse 6. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 8, 6 through 17. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Matthew chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 30, scriptures on healing. Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 through 35. Matthew 10, 1. Matthew chapter 10, 7 through 8. Matthew chapter 12, 13, 12, 15, and 12, 22. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 36. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 21. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. The book of Mark. Scriptures on healing. The Bible speaks of a lot. Write these things down and study for yourself. I'm not trying to give you a dynamic sermon. I'm trying to give you information for your own healing to exercise your faith through the Word of God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Write this stuff down. That's why I'm taking my time. Study these scriptures for yourself. Mark chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Mark chapter 2, verse 9. Mark chapter 2, verse 11. Mark chapter 3, verse 10 through 15. Mark chapter 5, verse 23 to 28. I'm sorry, forgive me. Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. I'm sorry. And Mark chapter 6, verse 13. And Mark chapter 6, verse 56. Mark chapter 9, verse 23 through 25. All things is possible for him that believeth. Matthew chapter 10, verse 46 and 47. Matthew chapter 10, verse 52. Matthew chapter 11, verse 20 through 24. Matthew chapter 16, verse 14 through 20. The book of Luke. Scriptures on healing. Luke 1, 37 through 38. Luke chapter 4, verse 8 through 32. Luke 4, 35. Luke 4, 39. Luke 4, 41, Luke 5, 9 through 13, Luke chapter 6, verse 19, Luke chapter 6, verse 37 through 42, Luke chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, Luke chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, 9 verse 1 and 2, Luke chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 and verse 20. Luke chapter 11, verse 14. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 17. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 through 43. The book of John, John 4, 47 through 53, John 5, 5, John 5, 14, John 6, verse 2, John 6, verse 63, John 8, verse 32, John 8, verse 36, John 10, 10, John 10, 4, John 14, 12 through 16, John 15, 5, John 15, 7, verse 7. John 16, verse 23 through 24. The book of Acts. Acts 1, 8. Acts chapter 3, verse 4 and 6. Healing. Acts chapter 4, verse 9. Healing. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Healing. Acts chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Healing. The ministry of healing is associated with the ministry of deliverance. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Acts 10, 38, my favorite scripture, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Acts chapter 14, 8 through 11. Acts chapter 16, verse 18. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. We're going to stop there and pick back up with healing scriptures on part two tomorrow. Okay, now that we got that out the way, you are my battle axe and weapons of war, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. The scriptures declare that the Father is counting on the believers to subdue Satan's empire. Write this down. This is a teaching seminar. The scriptures declare that the Father God is counting on the believers to subdue Satan's empire. Psalms chapter 149, verse 5 through 9. Isaiah chapter 58, 1 through 7. Jeremiah 1:10. Luke 4, 18 through 19. Ephesians 2, verse 10. In Ephesians 3:10, Hebrews 2:7 and 8, and 1 John 3:8, this concept of causing the devil's force to war against himself and to destroy their strength and organized power is not new. It has been used by the Father, and it is recorded in the scriptures of Judges chapter 7, verse 22. Let's go to Judges 7:22. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout the host. And the host fell to Bethesda and Zarathah and the border of Ashur, Behol, Atabith. That's warfare. That's straight out warfare. The scriptures also clear that the believer has the authority over Satan and all evil spirits. They are admittedly and admirably the creation by the Father. We have that authority. That's Isaiah 45:7. The scriptures verify that we have total authority over the devil by Jesus Christ. The believer is in authority because of Jesus Christ, the work of God's hand. Genesis 1:28, Psalms 8:6, Isaiah 45:11, Matthew 28:11, Luke 10:19, and Romans 8:14-23. Here are promises by the Father that he will cause the devil's forces to destroy themselves. Here are some biblical scriptures for that. Psalms 35:1-8, Psalms 37:11-15, Psalms 109:17-18, Psalms 109:28-29, Isaiah 41:11-12, Isaiah 49:26, and Ezra 35:6. We had to give that information out to you. Healing is a very interwoven with the ministry of deliverance. Now let's move on to the ministry of deliverance. We're going to be doing some training because we need people to be able to handle this ministry. In Africa, the deliverance ministry, that's nothing. I mean, they're used to it. People in Jamaica are used to it. This ain't nothing new. When Apostle Andrew J. Scott go to work, people used to seeing deliverance. That's normal there. And it should be normal here also in the United States of America. But it's there, but it should be there more. Okay, let's recapitulate a little bit before we go into the series. I had to get that out the way. That was information that the Lord wanted me to give you. When you are ready to minister deliverance, number one, begin with worship and praise. I go before the Lord, and I pray a lot. And I pray in tongues because you never know when you're going to do something. And you can't do it in anger. You can't do it in your flesh. You can't do it out your mind. You got to do it spiritually. So begin worship and praise. And we enter into his presence where deliverance and healing can take place through worship and praise. Deliverance can come through worship and praise even without ministry by prayer because God inhabited the praises of his people. Number two, create an environment of faith when you're dealing with deliverance. If you got somebody that don't believe in their mind, that you know they fighting and struggling, you don't need that because you're wrestling with forces that's against you. That's Satan. So why would you have a Christian that gives you that type of same problem that the devil gives you, not in the spiritual realm, but in the soulless realm? So create an environment of faith. Unbelief hinders the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus put unbelievers out of the room when he ministered. Look at Mark 5:35-40. He put them out because they weren't in one accord. At other times, he led people out of their villages because of the environment. And someone is trying to call me on Skype, and that's not going to happen. I'm unable to get this phone call because we are on air. Excuse me. All right. Now, what I got to do now, I wish I could put something up here to indicate I don't want to be disturbed, but it's too late. Okay. Pray. Always pray and ask for wisdom and discernment before you begin to minister deliverance during prayer. God may reveal some things like the word of knowledge, specific facts or information about a person or condition, so you will know how to pray. So you can't do this in your natural and ask questions from the human senses because the human senses is earthly and demonic and devilish. James 3:15 tells you that. Word of knowledge, specifically facts and information about a person or condition, so you'll know how to pray. This can include a deep sense of knowing or an impression in your spirit. It may reveal what the sickness is or why the person had that condition. A scripture verse the Lord may give you, a ream word from this situation, condition, person, or group. God has done that many times with us. A vision, picture, get a vision from Christ. The Lord may give you a vision, may give you a word of faith, a specific word of encouragement with that person. And a specific, a special anointing, a sudden infusion of the spirit and power of God upon you. Conduct some brief interview, ask questions. This is optional and should be done according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. If God gives any of you specific word of wisdom about the person's condition, you will not need to conduct an interview because you got the word of knowledge given to you. But if God does not reveal something to you, don't hasten to ask questions. Jesus used both natural and supernatural methods on occasions. He discerns people's condition by the Holy Spirit. At other times, he asks them what they wanted and how long they have been afflicted. An interview can help you gain information so you can pray more specifically. It also helps you determine whether the person needs further instructions before you pray. Jesus often asked people questions concerning their faith. He then dealt with negative elements of unbelief before ministering. Notice, let me say this again. Jesus often asked people questions concerning their faith. He then dealt with negative elements of unbelief before ministering. Jesus questioned the demonized man in Mark chapter 5, 1 through 20. Jesus questioned the blind man in Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 26. Jesus questioned the father of a boy with an evil spirit, Mark chapter 9, verse 14 through 27. Jesus asked a blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, 46 through 52. Ask the person, what is the problem? A request for prayer from the afflicted is important. Jesus delivered many after they acknowledged their needs. Ask for specific statements. You need only brief facts. You do not need a complete history of a life story. You just get a component by the Holy Spirit. Do not try to analyze the information you receive from educational resources from your fleshly mind, because you are not going to get there with demons. The minute you go fleshly mind, who, what, where, and eyeball, and in the natural, it's a over, it's a wrap. Ain't no Holy Ghost talking to that. You disconnected from the Holy Spirit with human senses. Ask the person, do you believe that Jesus can deliver you? If their answer is yes, then ask, do you believe Jesus would do it now? If you receive a no to either of these questions, the person needs further instructions from God's word, because you can't do it. It's them that's really doing it. The deliverance minister is just a messenger. That's all he is, a messenger. He don't use his mind. He don't figure out the demons. God has instructed him. He's praying them. He's put him in. And if you call this ministry, God going to beat you down, and you ain't going to do it your way. I can tell you that right now. You can forget it. And you're going to go around the same circle over and over and over until you get it right. God will bust you down and break your pride and break your human understanding, because he doesn't need that when you're dealing with demons. God does not need your assistance in demonic spirits. You ain't been here long enough. What, 20 years? As long as we can live on earth, what, 110? That's a 1,000 years is one day to God. So you can't use your finite, your natural mind. Those elements, that's dangerous. Please don't do that. Amen. Now, determine the specific problem. Use the information from the interview or the wisdom of God has given you to determine the person's problems that they need. Problems related to sin, these requires the ministry of salvation, repentance, and forgiveness of sins. Physical realm, body sickness caused by demonic spirits of infirmity, means to be cast out. Mental realms, problems stemming from negative thinking, attacks of Satan on the mind, and mental retardation. Or emotional realm, problems concerning anxiety, fear, anger, bitterness, resentment, guilt, doubt, failure, jealousy, selfishness, confusion, frustration, perfectionism, and unforgiveness. Deliverance is the emotional realm, is often referred to as inner healing. Check this out. But this term has been abused. It is not necessary to rehearse in detail past emotional experiences. I don't do that. You want to get them healed. You don't want to send them back to the path of my inner healing. Let that go. Paul said, forget one thing and press on to those things which is ahead of tomorrow. In Genesis 19:26, God told Lot White not to look back. So you shouldn't do that. Nor must a person spend months, weeks, or years recovering from such trauma. If you do this, you are trying to heal the old person instead of helping the afflicted become a new creation in Christ Jesus. That doesn't work. Problems in the emotional realm are often related to the social realm of a person's life. They affect themes from the family and social relationship. Deliverance comes through the identifying of the problem, asking forgiveness, and forgiving others. The greatest barriers to emotional healing generally comes from the areas of unforgiveness. Emotional healings include the healing of social relationships. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 21. You may need to instruct the person in forgiveness. Amen. It is not justifying someone else's wrongdoing, but instruct them. Deny we are hurt, accepting the resignation of your hurt, and wanting the God to heal you. True forgiveness comes by, and people need to know this, because there are many people that don't get deliverance because they won't forgive. So I have to touch on this. True forgiveness comes by recognizing what was done to us was wrong, confessing the hurt to God, and asking him to heal the harmful emotions of you. You may not ever forget the accident, but this is okay. You need healing for the wrong emotion related to it. Asking God to help you forgive others, then forgiving, even as Christ forgave you. Recognize that God extends forgiveness to you as you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we give those who trespass against us. Acknowledging the sin that caused the guilt and sinful emotion, confessing it to God and repenting, and asking him to forgive you of sins and heal your emotions. Recognize that when God forgives, he does not bring it up again. Claim in 1 John 1:8-9 and Romans 8:1 to be sufficient. Acting on your own will, releasing yourself from condemnation and controlling spirits through the blood of Jesus, make you become healed. Remember, determine the proper time to pray. In most cases, when you pray, do not be surprised if the Lord directs you not to pray or to delay praying. Jesus delayed healing in the case of the Syrophoenician woman, the daughter of Lazarus. He did not do many works at all in Nazareth because of unbelief. The Lord may also direct you to delay prayer until you or the person are ministering to receive further instructions from the Holy Ghost. Pray the prayer of deliverance. Pray a prayer of deliverance from the Holy Spirit within your spirit or through scriptures. Most times when it's effective to pray a deliverance prayer is by the word, really, what you're doing. You do not have to persuade God to deliver. Just as salvation is already available and is based on faith, so is deliverance. Sometimes the power of God is present in special ways for deliverance, and we must believe. But we can always pray for deliverance because Jesus commands us to do so. Use others to help you minister in groups and settings. There's a multiplication of spiritual powers when more people pray. Matthew 18:19, a body ministry discourages giving glory to individuals. Jesus taught that the first you should do is bind the enemy. Then you exercise power over him. We have the authority to cast out demons only in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We have the authority and the blood through our faith. You don't need to tell or yell at any demon. Your authority in the name of Jesus will call them to come out, not the volume of your voice during the prayer of deliverance. Finally, forbid the demon to redeem the person. This is an important part of prayer of deliverance. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Do not spend time talking with demons. Should they manifest spoken words, Jesus rebuked the demon and told them to be quiet in Luke chapter 4, verse 35 through 37. Remember that any conversations with demons is dangerous because they are a lying spirit. Depend on the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you that right now. Depend on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will direct you in prayer of deliverance, but you are new to this ministry, and if any of you are new, I have put together a simple prayer for you. Amen? So write this down. Or when I say it, write it down and stop it and go back over the video till you get it right. By the authority of Jesus Christ, his name, his power, his word, his blood, and the Holy Spirit, to establish the powers based for deliverance, I bind you, Satan, Jesus taught us to bind demons first before attempting to cast them out, and I command you. Ministering deliverance is a prayer of authority, not in earnestly. You can speak quietly, but you must take authority over the forces of evil with your faith in the name of Jesus, looking directly into the eyes of the person as you speak. Spirit of, name the spirit of such and such, spirit of lust, or you foul spirit of lust, in the name of Jesus, I command you to tell me, what is your name? What is thy name? Ask them their name. What legal right do you have? And without harming anyone, make sure you tell them without harming anyone in this house or without causing noise or any disturbance. I said that in the hospital, and I did many deliverance, and not one person heard nothing in there. I did it for 3 years, so I know this works. Then sometimes the demon will try to harm the person or create disturbance. You tell them, I forbid you to do this in the name of Jesus. Stop. Be quiet. Be muzzled. Remember that Jesus used this commandment. And ask the Holy Spirit to fill the person and cleanse him or her through the power of the blood after the demon has left. We're told to loosen as well as bind. If you have identified a specific spirit at work, loose the opposite spirit. For example, bind the spirit of pride and loosen the spirit of humility. I further forbid you to touch anything related to blah, 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 or myself or anyone in this house. Do not show any fear as you cast this out. Praise God for the answer. Following prayer with praise. Constantly keep the Holy Spirit in the working of the deliverance. Amen. Keep it in the working of deliverance. All right. How to cast out demons. In Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. Anointed preachers, not preachers, but anointed preachers and teachers flushes unclean spirit out when they have the spirit of discernment. When they have the spirit of discernment of the Holy Ghost, they can see it, and then they can work with it. Ask your pastor, does he have the Holy Ghost? Ask your pastor, do they have the nine gifts? If they don't have the nine gifts, you don't need to be there. Amen? We can discern them who have faith to cast out demons. Amen? God has opened the door of faith to all of us. So don't say you don't have any faith. You have to believe and have faith. Let us turn to Acts chapter 14, verse 27. Acts chapter 14, verse 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. That's us. He has opened the door to faith unto us, Gentiles. Now, we are spiritually Jews, but we are physically Gentiles. Now, I want you to know that you have to have faith to cast out demons. You got to have faith to speak the word of knowledge. If you doubt yourself that you can't speak it, well, I don't know what I'm going to say, and you just confess it, how in the world the Holy Spirit is going to come up in your spirit when all that negativity is going on in your soul? The spirit man must control the inner man. The spirit and the mind of Christ must control the fleshly mind in order to be good and in obedience in the areas of the ministry of deliverance. Now, everybody don't have faith. So you need to get some faith. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2. Second Timothy chapter 3, Second Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 2. Sorry. Second Thessalonians 3, 2, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. And if you don't have faith, you better get it. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, because you can't be dealing with no demons without faith. You know, these things are attacking me. I'm sending angels to come protect my home because I got stuff missing. I have a phone that was lost. All of a sudden, it just shows back up out of nowhere. And the Lord told me that was a demon moving this. That stuff is real, and I have to be on guard. If you're a deliverance minister, and if you're doing this 24 hours a day, it's a total different world. You don't see the things that other people see because you're constantly dealing with spiritual things every day. Demons are real. You must have faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14:23. You have to have faith to deal with demons. And faith come by hearing again and hearing by the word of God. Basic Christianity here. We know that there are two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28, and that we have the authority over demons that is written in Luke 9:1 and Luke 10:17-24. Now let's see what demons do to people and what the Bible says they do to people. We got to get ready and go. But let me get this before we close. I'm going to show you some things of what they do to people. You ever notice the people that don't have clothes on and look at nudity and they're showing everything? Boy, they want everybody to see it. Now, something's wrong with that picture. And God says that something's wrong with that. And the Bible says that demons make people go not having their clothes on. Let's look at this in Luke 8:27. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time. I mean, he had devils a long time. See, long time. People can have demons for a long time and not even know it. And if it's not taught in the body of Christ, those demons can just stay in that person and just do any havoc that they can on them. Imagine you got something in you all your life and you don't even know it for a long time and wear no clothes. Demons don't like... When you see nudeness and that's demonic. Those are demons making somebody show everything. Especially a married woman does that. That's a spirit of prostitution. Neither abode in any house. Don't like a family setting, a house. That's represent order of a home or community. They don't like that. But in tombs, they like the spirit of death. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him. And with a loud voice says, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." See, Jesus can torment them. And you, through the power, can also. Many demons can live in a person. We know that the Bible speaks of legions. But let's look at this before we close. Let's go to Luke 8:2. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. Luke chapter 8, verse 2. A certain woman which had been healed. Notice it didn't say delivered. It says heal. So the Holy Spirit can heal of evil spirits and infirmities. So that's sickness. Healed of evil spirits and infirmities. So Mary Magdalene had infirmities and was healed of evil spirits. It didn't say anything that she was a prostitute. The Catholic Church got that lie. That's the first thing my mama told me. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. I grew up hearing that mess. Nowhere biblical. Amen. I hope this has been a blessing to you. We're going to pick back up tomorrow, and we're going to talk about what demons can do to you, what the Bible says about that. We're going to talk about reasons why we should not converse with demons during a deliverance. It's good. Sometimes I allow and sometimes I don't. But it depends on the Holy Spirit and the person that you have around you. Books that I suggest that you read, the Holy Bible, and a lot of Derek Prince. If anybody want to get this, this is a wonderful book. And I'm going to show it to the audience, and I'm going to give you the number where you can reach it. Get some information on deliverance. Learn. See, I live deliverance. My whole day is studying. And if you don't be disciplined, you're not a good deliverance minister. But this book here is called A Deliverance Manual, and it's good. It's informational, and you can get a lot out of it. Deliverance Manual. You see that? And you can get it from Gene B. Moody, an ordained minister teaching ministering and counseling at 14930 Jefferson Highway, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70817-5217. Telephone number is 225-755-8870. Gene B. Moody. And I have some old materials of Brother Moody. And it's a good book. It has a lot of interest. He took 10, 15 years to write this book, but it's a wonderful book. How to Cast Out Demons by Derek Prince. Our Warfare. Get some stuff from Frank Hammond, Derek Prince, Win Worley. And just get a diet of it, and it will come to you. And let your spirit teach you this. Now, this ministry can't be done through governmental works, through institutions of a human vessel. It doesn't need you to think and figure. It don't need anything but you to hear his spirit and operate under the function of deliverance. And if you can get that, you're on your way. I hope that you was blessed this evening of learning. I pray to God that you understood. We are having classes, $5 per class. If you want to join to the seminar on private sessions, email me at overtonab1@gmail.com. We are also taking in at this particular time cyber members. If you would like to be a cyber member here, please do so and email me at overtonab1@gmail.com. And that goes for that now. So what we want to do now is open up the room and see do we have any questions and answers concerning tonight. And then we'll be able to go. Let's start off with Pastor John Durden. Are there any questions tonight? You have anything to say on this teaching tonight, Chaplain Durden?
It's really great. I think that teaching tonight was really well deserved, because a lot of folks, and that's special friends of mine, and being a chaplain in the hospital, people be saying, "Why this happened to me? Why this happened to me?" And I love the Lord. Why he let this happen to me, kind of a thing. And I like to make note of, I guess, four things that you emphasize why we as believers here. One, you said, first of all, you said we got to have faith. You said faithfulness to God does not guarantee believers freedom from trouble, pain, and suffering, as we all know. And the Bible also gave examples, you know, of those godly people who experienced suffering, such as Joseph and David and Job and Jeremiah and so forth. And a few notes, you said, reasons believers suffer. One, you said, believers experience suffering as an ongoing consequence of the fall of Adam and Eve. Okay, so that way when we were born with a sinful nature. Second, you said, some believers suffer for the same reason that unbelievers, as a consequence of their own actions. Some people, some of those believers, get drugs.
Brother John, excuse me, I didn't teach on suffering tonight. I didn't teach anything on suffering.
No, I didn't say suffering. I'm just talking about healing. I'm just using it as a tool for healing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you said, and then you highlight the devil. You said believers, we catch hell from the devil, because the scripture makes it clear that God is of this world and he can control this present evil world. Then you talk a little bit about the ministry. And you said when you read to minister deliverance, you said we should create an environment of faith, and we should pray and build our faith. And then we should ask God to reveal through the word of knowledge. With respect to doing deliverance, we need to have a word of knowledge. Sometimes he give us scripture, and we need the anointing. And that's about it. Because, you were going like a machine gun. But that's a few things I picked up tonight.
Amen. Amen, Chapter 13. Error code 845. 845, you have the mic. 845, you have the mic. All right, Brother Mike, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor Mike? Pastor Mike, any comments?
Oh, no. All I can say is I enjoyed it, because you exposed, you just open up eyes to about what's going on in this ministry, you know. It's not one of those ministries that, like you say, you should take it lightly. But at the same time, you know, just understand that you will you're gonna deal with some things, you know, when you put your hand to the plow. So, you know, don't take it lightly, but just trust in the Lord and let the Lord guide you. Don't, you know, make the mistake of, like you said, you know, I've had to learn too, you know, like you just can't, when you're dealing with a demonic spirit, you got to be real sensitive to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit guide you, because if you just sit there and you let things, you know, that's, you can't really converse with them, you can't really do this and do that without being led, because of the fact that, you know, these things are liars, you know, they will lie to you.
Right.
And, you know,
that's
they will mislead you, so.
That's right.
You
that's
have
right.
to be led by
and
the
you,
Holy Spirit.
And hey, tell them something, Mike. Since you've been in this ministry, you will come under personal attacks every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every
and the
day.
Thing is, you can't.
I've been doing this 10 years.
Yep.
Go ahead,
and
Mike.
You just can't let it get to you. You can't let it get to you. You just gotta. You have to get the mindset of understanding that, you know, okay, I know what I'm dealing with because I know what I'm doing. So. You can't let a lot of people, they will probably get discouraged because of the fact, like, you know, Brother John was saying, you know, like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? You know, people say that, but, you know, in this ministry, you can't have that. You have to take on the mindset, okay, I know what I'm doing, you know, I know what the Lord has got me doing, so I should expect, you know, that I'm going to get some backlash, and that's how you got to look at it. You just got to, you know, keep on pushing. You just can't let that one setback, you know, keep you from, you know, doing what you're supposed to do or what you've been called to do.
And sometimes God may allow that to happen to strengthen your faith. And when you bucking and fighting in this ministry, you ain't going to make it. One thing about this ministry that you cannot do, you can't deal with demons by yourself in the natural with human resources. It ain't going to work, man. And you have to stay behind Christ. Stay behind the Lord. Study in the Word. Ask for a lot of grace. Ask for a lot of grace in time of need. Brother Mike, Brother John, we're going to meet everybody in the room because we need to pray for all the men. And after this broadcast is over with, we're going to be, Brother John, meet me and Brother Mike into the Skype room. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
Oh, okay, all right. Brother Mike, let's get ready and close. God bless everybody. Pastor Mike, close us out. We're going to be interceding for some of our members tonight. If you want to be on this intercession list, email us at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Don't forget to tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We need more subscribers. Live Deliverance Internet Radio, sow a seed and keep us on the air. Pastor Mike, let's close out and go home.
Amen. Precious and kind Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for being with us, Father. Throughout this day, Father, throughout our entire lives, Father, having mercy and grace upon us, Father, when we've fallen short, Father, of what you've set for us, Father, what you expect of us, Father, continue to bless us, Father, bless those who are in this ministry, Father, bless those who are coming to this ministry. Father, we ask for extended grace, Father, as we deal with some of the things that we're dealing with in our lives, Father, bless those who are there listening, Father, and let them have the same measure of grace, Father, that we ask, Father, that you give us, Father. Father, continue to watch over us and bless us and guide us, Father. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
God bless you. We'll see everyone tomorrow. You can go to livedeliverance.com. We have some teachings coming up midnight tonight. Apostle John Eckhart in the Ministry of Deliverance. Shalom to you and good night. Don't forget to sow a seed now. Send some prayers. Sow a seed. We need the income. God bless.